Report: Vulnerable Georgia Democrat Senator's Campaign Powered by Out-of-State Cash. By Catherine Hamilton on October 28, 2025. Georgia Senator John Ossoff, D, who was dubbed the most endangered Senate Democrat by CNN, is touting an unstoppable grassroots coalition. But the most recent Federal Election Commission, FEC, filings indicate his re-election campaign is being powered by out-of-state money. Ossoff's latest quarterly filing shows that more than 80% of the money he raised last period came from out-of-state donors, Fox News first reported. The report, which details contributions from individuals who have given at least $200 this cycle, also reveals that over half of his maxed-out donors hail from California, New York or the D.C. Maryland-Virginia region. After October FEC filings were released, Ossoff's campaign said in a press release that it raised $12 million during the last third-quarter filing period, which runs from July 1 through September 30. His campaign said in the same press release that it is overwhelmingly powered by small donors, with an average of $36 from 233,000 donors, per the report. Ossoff was first elected in 2021, beating out Republican incumbent Senator David Perdue, RGA, in a narrow race that required a runoff election. Ossoff garnered 60% of his contributions from outside the Peach State in that race, according to the Washington Free Beacon. He is now seeking re-election in a state that voted for Trump by roughly 2 points over former Vice President Kamala Harris in 2024. California has the most donations to Ossoff's campaign during the third quarter, coming in at about 20% of all donations, with Georgia in second place at 17.5%, according to the report, which cites the October FEC filing. But when it comes to donors who have maxed out their contribution limits, more of those political donors came from California, 33.3%, New York, 15.65%, and Massachusetts, 10.8%, than from Georgia, which accounted for only 6.1% of maxed-out donors who contributed to Ossoff in the third quarter, according to the report. The Georgia Republican primary is crowded, with Representative Mike Collins, RGA, Representative Buddy Carter, RGA, and former University of Tennessee football coach Derek Dooley all vying to unseat Ossoff. New polling from Quantas Insights shows Collins leading in all tested scenarios, despite a push for Dooley from Georgia's establishment wing. Real Clear Polling, RCP, averages for the 2026 Georgia Senate race so far also show Collins presenting the greatest challenge to Ossoff. Per RCP, Ossoff has a projected narrow 2.3-point lead over Collins, compared to a 3.6-point lead over Carter, and a 6-point lead over Dooley. The Cook Political Report has rated the race a toss-up. Ossoff's campaign declined to comment when Fox News reached out about the latest FEC filings. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.